FetishCon is happening this weekend, and it's going on the Hilton in St. Pete down by the Bayfront.
Yes.
You can go to fetishcon.com, or you can get tickets at the door. I'm going to browse through the book that comes with it.
Okay. FetishCon was great for Kelly and I a couple of years ago.
It was great for Kelly and I, too.
Yeah, it taught us a lot about a lot of the bondage that we do now with each other with rope tying.
What do you guys do? Kind of stuff.
If you die because you have like a rope around your neck or something, that's going to be awesome.
Nothing like that. But you know, like I got some tassels tied down and, you know, a couple
tassels?
Bags. Maybe that's not the right word.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe you want to look at the book again.
What are the things? Restraints. That's what we got. That go under the bed. Yeah, for her.
You can meet and greet some of these people. I guess they're like famous FetishCon people.
Okay.
Jewel Marceau. There is Anastasia Pierce.
Uh-huh. I'm
trying to find out. My all-time favorite was Kendra. Right? Kendra James?
Yeah.
Oh, look at these beautiful ladies. Ladies, you can grab any of those microphones right there and or that one right there. What is your name, Pumpkin?
I'm Brooke.
Brooke, you are very tiny.
Thank you.
What is your role at FetishCon?
Oh, my goodness. I do all kinds of stuff. I usually get tied up and squirm around like a damsel, though.
So you like people to do stuff to you?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just kind of run for the show.
Yeah. Does it turn you on sexually, or are you doing this strictly for job purposes?
Well, I'm a full-time traveling model, so I kind of do whatever gigs within my comfort zone or
right
around. So it is interesting to get tied up. I get tied up pretty tight sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's mostly like a job for
okay
me.
Okay. So what about in your own personal sex life? Do you have a boyfriend, husband?
I do.
Which one? Both?
No, we're not married.
Right. Okay, so you have a boyfriend, and he doesn't mind that that you go around, or does he do the tying?
No, he's not a rigger.
A rigger? That's what they call them?
Yeah.
too many riggers moving in the neighborhood. You know what happens.
Oh, what?
Neighborhood's the funnest place to live.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
What are you
gotcha
talking about?
No, I don't know. I was just asking.
I'm broadcasting on Facebook Live. Let me let them see these lovely ladies. What'd you say, Pumpkin? Who said that? What's that?
If you get all the riggers in the neighborhood, your real estate value is going to go straight up.
Through the roof. Through the roof. I love that. What is your name, Pumpkin?
Fika.
Fika?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Fika.
Hi.
And what do you do?
Same as Brooke.
You get tied up, too?
I get a lot of tied up. I do a lot of foot stuff. I guess that's kind of my little going into niche stuff.
Can I see your hoofs? Throw them up there on the counter.
My hoofs? My sexy hoofs?
I'm not for or against the feet. I'm not grossed out by them, and I'm not particularly drawn to them. Although you do have nice feet. They're nice and clean.
She's waving at you.
Somebody cleaned them for me just a couple days ago.
have you got like the monkey feet?
Do
I have monkey feet?
If you're pink hair, it didn't make me love you enough.
No, I just realized last week I can't spread my feet really
well.
My
that
toes.
You can't do it? Try it. Spread them out.
Yeah, one of my friends can like ride
like
stuff.
See, like I only got the front toe goes forward. And
right.
It's just...
I have monkey type capabilities with my toes. I never have to bend.
Can you crack nuts with them and open coconuts?
I've never tried to get food, but I can pick anything heavy. Like if I drop the.
Really?
Yeah.
I will hold you to this.
Yeah, I'll hold you.
I will get
to it. You little pink headed minx, you. What is your name?
Hello, I am Fizzle Almighty.
Slow it down for us American people.
I'm English, I talk fast.
Fizzle Almighty?
Princess
Almighty. Now, you, with that kind of name, you are not getting tied up. You are hurting people. Yeah. I can already tell you have a different attitude than these ladies.
Yes,
you're like,
definitely.
I came here to hurt somebody.
I love hurting people. I work as a pro dominatrix in London.
But you're an attractive dominatrix. Like you don't. You have pink hair and jewel. You look like one of those
Hawaii.
Who?
It's I love Kauai. I love Japanese culture.
I gotta come over here so I can get a load of the whole thing there. You got big boobs too. most of the time, the dominatrix they're angry.
They are angry. I mean, I love looking very disarming. You know, I love looking quite cute and
yes
quite...
I mean, I have to pick up this camera because people are going to be like, why didn't you show us these girls? Yeah, there you go. Okay, so...
Yeah, so people think, you know, they try and talk to me and, you know, chat me up and stuff and think that they can control me.
Right.
And then I will just, you know, get on a fisting glove or a great strap on out.
I don't know what you do with those things, but they sound wonderful. Don't explain it to me, please. Yeah. I don't want to get fired. In this great land, we're not allowed to say a lot of that stuff, so... So now, are you paid handsomely for that?
I do okay.
Or is it a hobby for you?
Oh no, it's my full time occupation. I'm here with a application called Whiplo at the moment.
Whiplo.
Yeah, Whiplo. It's like a messenger with kinks. They kind of sponsor a lot of events, and they're sponsoring the FetCon that we're at.
So gotcha.
I'm kind of...
Where do you live?
I live in London.
So if I wanted to have you come over and beat me up, what do I do? Where do I find you?
You can check my website. Just Google Princess Almighty and you will find me. Or you can hook me up on Twitter. I might even give you a freebie.
Don't give it away for free.
By the way,
a free bruise. That's a pretty cool deal, dude.
If you're going to have a dominatrix, wouldn't you want her to be English or Asian?
Yeah. Like I don't want Asian.
I'm a mixture. English. I'm a migration of faith. Yeah.
There you go. Well, then perfect.
I don't want Asian for some reason. I don't. I feel like. How do I say this? I don't know. Like I feel like the Asians should not be mean to me. That they should be nice to me. Like when you go to the massage place, they're like, "Oh, let me rub your back." You know, like that's what I don't want my Asian to be pushing me down.
Okay.
Although I think they're hot.
They're the cutest.
Yeah, they're adorable. But I don't. I'm also. I don't know. I feel like if I'm going to get beat up, it's got to be by a big chick. I don't want a little chick.
If it's the opposite of what you would expect, though, wouldn't it make it more effective if there was a little Asian lady beating the crap out of you?
No, can I tell you, though? I'm pretty honest about everything, okay? I love that you guys do this. I love that there's a market for it. I don't want a girl to beat me up. I don't. It has nothing to do with my...
Have you tried it? What if it's a Russian girl? Come on.
No, if it's a Russian, I'm an 80s kid. And we hated it in Russia in the 80s. I'm going to go all Wolverine time. I'm going to get back up and we're going to fight it out.
Pierogies one, dude.
Yeah. Oh, if you're going to feed me, it's different. No. What I'm saying is like, the adventurous chick will turn around and like slap you a little. I don't mind a little hair pulling, a little biting. Now we're talking.
A little slap and tickle, as they would say.
Right. While we're doing.
Slap and tickle. Is that supposed to be English?
Right. Isn't it? Isn't that
you're
a phrase?
Thinking fish and chips.
Possibly in like the 60s.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know there was a time limit on it.
So
slap and tickle me, old mate.
Yeah. How do you know that you like this? Like, what's the first time that you were like, I want to knock some dudes around?
Probably when I was at school. You know, when I was like at primary school, I'd be a bit of a bully and like get boys lunch money and stuff and make them do my homework.
I wonder who that was in my school. Like, I have to think about that now.
She's probably on FetLife now.
They weren't attractive, I can tell you that. If that was, there wasn't the hot chicks weren't beating you up and taking their money.
Because I'm actually quite a nice person. I've worked in customer service for a long time.
You do seem nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I'm quite a nice person, but I do have a little bit of a sadistic streak.
You do. I could tell you're about to snap at any second. So all three of you do the same kind of stuff, except for you like to throw your hoops around.
I mean, Brooke and I do really, really similar stuff, so I guess we're kind of in a similar realm, so.
I dabbled. I did pick a dude in the nuts once.
Who hasn't?
Mine backed out of me. Yeah. I was supposed to kick a dude in the...
Oh, yeah, let's...
He backed out.
Really?
Can we do that today? Who wants to do that today?
I will totally.
You will?
I will totally pancake some.
Rob, you want to get...
No!
Come on, Rob.
You want to get pancakes?
Let's pull some straws. He's got straws.
No, can I tell you something? That is such a sensitive area that I can't even understand how anyone could enjoy that. Like, I get it. You want to smack me a little or poke me with something, I can deal with that. Pain sometimes is good, but... That's a crippling pain.
The nails. It's the nails. The hammering the nails into people.
No. Oh, yeah.
No.
See, when you involve tools, I'm out.
No.
I think I'm out. I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
So, can I ask you, answer me honestly if you can, not like sexy radio. Do women ever want to be dominated? Like, do they call you up for that kind of stuff or no?
I wish.
Yeah, no, huh?
No. It's like, normally when you're at events and stuff, you know, you'll get like some hot girl and you know she will, but I never have had a girl say
like a customer,
yeah, oh hey there, can I pay you to, you know, tie me up and spank me. It's never happened.
I might pay to watch that before I would pay to have you do that to me.
Yeah,
if you give me
that.
Like $1,000, I can make it happen today.
Is that what the average price is?
Well, no, just for you. That's like
just
base
for me.
Rate.
Oh.
You know, you paying per money that we earn. You're setting new prices. I gotcha.
Yeah.
These are the lovely girls from Fetish Con. Now we have a guy here today, Bart. We call him Bart the Foot Effer.
Oh.
He volunteered. He came in and licked Carmen's feet one time. Carmen's not in your business, but she's got nice feet, and she likes her feet licked and sucked. And Bart came in and volunteered to do that and did quite the job. She loved it, right, Carmen?
Oh, yeah. He's very, very good at it.
Yeah. So I guess maybe he could come in here and worship your feet?
Bring it on. I haven't had a worship this morning yet, so
you haven't?
We're ready. Yeah. And I have a couple blisters from last night, too. So
Is that like extra? The guy's like, hey, make sure your feet are dirty.
So my blisters aren't even from the shoes. It's from shackles. I was wearing the shoe before because I was struggling too much.
Right.
I kept like rubbing my foot on the shackles. So
that's kind of hot. I'm not going to lie.
Blister.
Wait a second. I don't even know where to start. So there are guys that like dirty feet?
Yes.
Yeah. Where is that coming from? Who are they mad at?
I mean, I don't know.
That's a good question. I always find myself asking myself these questions about...
Yeah, like where did this start?
Where did these, all these really weird fetishes, how do they
I stop thinking. I start. It's to psychoanalyze everybody. Because I did a footwear degree in London, so I actually can make shoes. And I've been on, you know, Channel 4 talking about foot fetish and stuff like that. And I just stopped. I was like, yo, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't even want to know anymore.
Let's just rock out. You know, this is cool.
Maybe I'm the crazy one, but I don't know. Like, sometimes I'll take my shoes off and I kind of get a whiff, and I'm like, you know what? I could maybe see how somebody would like this. It's not the most putrid thing in the world.
No,
like,
but there's a difference.
You're
smells
own.
Smells that I can admit
your
that
own,
are
though.
Completely putrid. Let's just put that out there. But I don't know. Like, every now and then, if a shoe, like, it...
It is a, the
it's
scent
like
of
wine.
A woman. Yeah.
Some people like it. Some people don't. Some people...
I gotcha.
It's like pheromones.
Like your own B.O. Yeah. Your own B.O. isn't nearly as bad to you as it is to other people.
Exactly.
Oh, is that like you're smelling your own trumps? Your own
farts?
Yeah,
farts? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys call
is that what you call them? Trumps?
Trumps. Yeah, that's like
you,
a nice
do you change that because of Donald Trump, or has it always been
no,
that way?
It's like when I was a kid, like, my mom would be like, it's not a fart, Amy. It's a trump.
Oh, you know? I like
so
that.
So it's just like, okay. Oh my God. But then obviously you guys have got a politician, so I'll keep the fart.
Hello, eat Trump, escape from me bum.
And that is kind of, yeah, you do sound a little bit like some
Harry Potter.
Like my dad. But yeah.
That was my goal. That's my fetish.
What, sounding like someone's
to be
dad?
Your dad, yeah.
Okay,
oh.
Okay, that's going to be the whole ball game.
I got to be honest with you, it's not so much a fetish as much as it just is a tool. No. It helps out. Okay, you guys want to meet Bart?
Yeah.
I don't know what Bart is in for. Like, I don't know if Bart likes getting beat up, but there's only one way to find out.
Sure.
Why don't you guys go get Bart, bring him in through the back door so
we can...
We can
clean my feet while he gets beat up, while maybe you can...
He should lick your feet.
Do me a favor, though. I know you probably make them get on their knees and lick your feet and stuff, but will you throw them up on the counter so that we can get a good video shot of it?
Hell yeah.
When he does it. Now, are you wearing a dress?
Yes, I am.
And are you wearing underwear? Because what if Bart tries to take a look?
I will probably get one of my girls to back me up.
Okay. All right. So. That's cool. Ladies, this is Bart. Bart, come on in. Get on mic three there for a second, Bart.
Oh, you're the guy in the lobby. Hi.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't even know.
The creeping guy.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
Hi, bro. You say the creeping guy. To me, Bart looks like the average kind of guy that likes feet.
There's not really a type. I mean, I'm always, like, really amazed by the type of people that are into fetishes.
You are.
The normal people.
To me, they all look exactly like I imagined.
Really?
Yep.
Like, you're not surprised.
Maybe
somebody,
the UK's different.
If somebody pointed out Bart and said, see that guy, he loves feet, I'd go, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It doesn't make him a bad guy.
I don't think he was, like, in insurance or, you know, computer stuff. I just think he was, like, a nice chap.
Yeah. He's actually
he is a nice chap. What's that, Rob?
He's governor. I didn't know if they were in the presence of
royalty. Yeah. Okay, so how do we want to start this with Bart? This is where I turn it over to you girls. And Bart, of course.
Well,
Bart, do you want to start with the feet? You want to? She's the foot lady.
Looks like they're ready.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And you enjoy this now? Like, this is gonna creep me out a little bit.
I used to have to get in my car, drive to the nail salon, sit there listening to some lady talk in a language I don't understand, and pay for it. And now I can do the opposite.
And now Bart just
they love my feet. They appreciate it.
But would you get a guy to pedicure? Because I mean, I've had foot guys try and pedicure me and manicure me, and they just do the worst job ever.
Well,
it makes me more angry.
Then I just take off my nail polish remover and fix
it
myself.
Well, I'm just like, dude, seriously, what is that? What is that? I'm gonna have to just I'm not.
We're
having
to clean your feet so many times that you teach them how to give them.
What is going on?
I don't know. Somehow we just
broke up in your own conference
into toenail talk.
Yeah.
All right, Bart. Yeah, I'm going to turn you over. I'm sorry, what is your name again, Pumpkin?
Vika.
I'm going to turn it over to Vika and Bart.
Vika?
Yeah, I thought it was Fika, too. All right, Vika, you take over, and then you other ladies feel free to join in and do whatever you want to do.
How about I'm going to put her feet up on a stool over there, so this will be...
On the pedestal.
Yeah. Right. I don't know, the counter is pretty height-wise is good for video. There you go, put Bart... Hey, yeah, all right, that'll work.
Come on, Bart, do your... Do your thing. Let me
take my eyes off. See, now you would make me nervous.
You don't want to look at the feet. You just want to smell them. You don't need to see them.
Plus, the other thing about this, it's not as close to me, and I know I'm going to be creeped out.
Where's your what?
Spanking paddle.
Yeah, I've got a spanking paddle somewhere.
Oh, there it is.
No, that's my fan.
Well,
that's
you can spank
when
with
I get
the fan.
Hot.
Can you spank him with the fan?
Bart, do you like being spanked?
I mean, that's a good crack to it.
You want to hit him with a guitar?
No.
I will totally do that. Seriously, I want a baseball bat, but I've been told in fetish clubs I'm not allowed to bring a baseball bat.
Yeah, that's murder is what that is. So you can't...
That seems
intense. My God, I found it. It was attached to me all the time.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I guess you can do some worshiping, maybe a little licking, a little massaging. You do you. Now, give me a little good morning fun, and I guess...
Morning glory.
Morning glory.
Give her some morning glory.
And if you don't think he's doing a good job, you can give him a good spank.
Exactly, yeah.
And then, Brooke, you can maybe... What do you want to do?
It's cool if I take my pants off.
You guys are all right with that? Your toes in your mouth, that's I might shove your head farther down on.
How about I enjoy it? You're the.
I should be the judge.
You're the controller. You're the quality control.
Quality control.
And then
just
Brooke
don't,
can be the instruction giver.
Hold on. Right. Just don't curse quality control. I have a feeling you when you get fired up, you get potty mouth.
No.
All right.
But I'm look. I've got a pink.
We're both trying.
You ain't fooling me with your tiara, sister. I know your reaction to that. All right, Vika mm-hmm. has got her feet out. Bart's rubbing the Bart. You like the feet already, don't you?
Oh man, yeah. Oh, this is nice. I can get into this.
I might vomit. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, it's so weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, they are.
Bart's really rubbing the feet. He's really enjoying the feet right now. Mm-hmm. He's inspecting them. Did that tickle? That would drive me nuts right now.
It's okay. Yeah. You gotta get those nails. When people like dig their nails, like especially if I do like a tickle thing with a girl, oh man, I am wailing.
Okay.
So it's that sharp little like yeah.
Okay.
Good to know.
These are the girls from Fetish Con.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Yeah. Oh.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Can you show those feet?
Suck that big
shoulder. Oh, like getting a little nipple going on.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh boy. Bart is eating the feet, man. He is sucking the toes.
Wow.
Is it
okay,
good?
Can I say this is one of my better encounters?
That's what Carmen said.
Yeah, this Bart feels knows great. What he's doing.
Bart knows what's up.
Wow.
Worshipped Vika's feet.
Yeah, this is raising the bar. This whoa.
Raising
I
the
love
Bart.
The nibbling.
Seriously, yeah, we need some more girls like this in London. I've never seen anyone go to town like this before. Okay. You're like a hungry person at a
Chinese
buffet.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe he hasn't eaten breakfast yet.
But for breakfast.
Yeah.
Bart is going to town. And you're enjoying this?
Come on, Bart.
I'm on the verge of vomiting, and she's loving it.
Yeah. He's switching it up.
But I wonder, is there a lot of pressure? Is there a lot of
He's
pressure?
A biter.
Is that good?
He's a nibbler, isn't he?
Right?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of pressure on Bart with all these dudes watching him? Hey,
he's an exhibitionist.
Do you think Bart is aroused right now? Is that how it works?
Definitely.
Really?
You get that here in the mouth.
We don't want to know what's going through his head right now.
Your foot.
I can imagine. I've been doing this job a long time.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years. Well, professionally 2 years, but mm-hmm. otherwise 5 years when I first
met.
Well, are you enjoying? You're loving? Oh, you're tickling. Yeah, you're getting tickled.
It's both. I'm loving it, but he's like, he's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
He's showing no signs of slowing. Get it, Bart. Do what you got to do.
I don't like the part that I just made eye contact.
I don't like the ones where they just like.
Just look away, Galvin. Just look away.
Can we get a selfie of this?
You sure. Knock yourself out.
But are you okay with having a selfie?
Sure. I need proof I was here.
Can I get you?
Pretty sure this is going to stop you from being a politician, Bart.
Yeah, I couldn't be a politician.
Right. All right, let me tell everybody. These are the girls from FetishCon. This is just the tip of the iceberg. FetishCon is happening at the Hilton in downtown St. Petersburg today through the 14th. And you can go down there. You can go to fetishcon.com and buy tickets, or you can get them at the door. And there's not just foot fetishes and dominatrixes. There's a whole bunch of people there. There'll be people with nails and people getting kicked in the schrants and all that other stuff.
There's everything. There's lots and lots of amazingly different fetishes.
Do you want to hit one of the guys on the show, like Rob right next to you?
Am I allowed to?
Yes. Yeah.
To do what with
who
him?
Can I beat up?
The little one. No, go back over there, Rob. Go back over there.
What do you mean? What did...
You're in her wheelhouse.
No. God, I won't hurt you too much. Look.
Rob, look how attractive she is. Look at her giant boobs.
Yeah, she's missing a penis. That's usually what attracts me to me.
Oh, now she's going to hit you.
Okay, I've got them back in London. Penises? Give me a day, I can go back again.
Rob, just go stand next to her. Let's just see what happens height-wise.
We have some in the room.
I'm not
going to
hurt you.
All right, go ahead.
Come on, okay.
By the way, Bart, no, not stopping at all.
Oh, no, go.
Wait,
why?
That's a warm-up.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I didn't even see it. Do it again.
Wait,
come on.
We'll do it naked now.
Come on, Rob, you love to get naked on this show.
Not like that, man. You get paddled on that butt one time. That hurts, man.
Uh-huh. Spanish, you want to get paddled?
Bart's going to town. He has not stopped here.
What's that, Spanish?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Wait, go, Spanish, come on. Just take it.
It hurts, man.
Take it for the team.
She said she was warming up, and it hurt worse than...
Really? Here, paddle Spanish.
That's Spanish.
Are you good at being pained?
No.
You're used to it.
Fine, yeah. Okay. Can we get his naked bum out?
Yeah, naked bum. Naked bum. Naked bum. Naked bum. Hey. You want to see his bum? He's got a tattoo on his bum.
You got to shake those hips while you take the pants off.
Yeah.
Give you a little hip sway.
Show him your tattoo, Spanish.
Obviously, because it's going to have to go on the camera. Oh, there's totally a bum tattoo. Okay, so put your arms on here and bend over here.
So we got three hot girls in the studio, and the only one missing their pants is Spanish.
And Bart's still going to town.
Let's get the tattoo. I want you to see the tattoo.
Oh. Spanish, you okay?
That's the best bit.
What's wrong? You used to love this kind of stuff.
So should I use the soft side or the hard side?
Hard side.
No,
hard
no, soft side. Ah.
Hard side.
Ow!
Does that really hurt?
Nope.
I think you could do better. I think you could do better.
That doesn't mean anything. Oh my God!
Is that right?
Ow!
What happened?
God.
Okay, it's gonna be your turn next, surely.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't enjoy it, so I'm afraid if you hit the wrong nerve, I'm gonna turn around and punch you in the face.
I'm willing to take that chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's just wrestle then. Forget the paddle. Let's just wrestle with weapons.
Mm-hmm. And let's do it. Oh my God. Yeah, take it.
No, because I'm afraid that I would hurt you. Yeah, you're too delicate. You're a delicate flower. Don't bring it near me. I don't want it. Bring it over there to them. Carmen just came in here with some large phallic item.
Giant dildo.
Hard.
Bart, how's it going over there?
The kitten side, or to get it with the leather side?
Oh my God, that's
man,
so
you
cute.
Keep going on Vika. I'm going to have to ask you for my feet to worship.
Hey, can you?
Maybe I can share.
Can one of you guys beat
her
up?
Share a little bit?
I would say
Bart is going to switch up and do her feet.
Can they get a parting kiss?
Carmen, will you let them smack you?
Yeah.
You will?
Awesome.
Go over there. Go in the mix.
Oh,
hold on a second, Bart. Hold on, Bart. It's about to get good.
Is this going to be some girl or girl spanking?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Hand spanking.
Can I
spank
someone?
Carmen, go over there in the middle so I can get on mic three there. Okay. So, Carmen, what do you get on the mic there? What do you want to do? It's your call. I mean, this is your show.
It's not my show. The banner behind you says Mike Kelsey.
I know, but I can't really tell you what I want you to do, so you have to decide what you want to do.
Oh, I don't know.
You want bare hand spanking?
Yeah, we'll like warm it up with that.
Okay, you guys want to warm it up a little? Hold on, right now, as Carmen's about to get spanked by three hot girls, the video goes out. All right, here we go.
Same time.
All right, who wants to go first?
So start with a hand, not the paddle. Start with a hand.
Okay, I'll do hand, you can do paddle.
You guys got to warm me up.
And
okay,
then you can do like aftercare.
And if anybody wants to kiss anything, they can just do that too.
I
get to
do the stroking.
Okay.
All right.
Are you doing naked bum?
I'm only showing your face, so. No, Carmen can't have naked bum on the camera.
Yeah.
So you can keep it over there. There's no cameras behind you.
Yeah.
Are you wearing panties?
Yeah.
I have it up on your.
Ooh.
What happened?
Whoa!
Surprise!
What happened, Carmen?
Warm it up a little bit is what she was looking for there.
Okay. You need to bend over the desk.
It's so funny that other morning shows do this with guys.
Oh, I like it.
All right.
That's only the first one.
Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Here. Oh!
Why are you so mean?
That's not a warm up. That's a declaration of war.
I'd like to point out that she just smelled her fingers.
Who did?
Oh, yeah, that feels good.
Zika virus.
Zika.
Yes.
Vika, you smelled your fingers after you hit Carmen? Were they hot?
Mm-hmm.
I want to smell your fingers. Oh, look. Here comes cotton candy. She can't wait to hurt you.
She's going to pour hot coffee on me.
I just wanted to move the coffee because I thought if she's going to get spanked and she kind of falls across the
table. Oh, see, you're the most courteous and nice dominatrix I've ever seen.
I know.
Yeah. I really don't want to, like, you know, upset the electrics.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
The table, you know, that you got your outfits.
I got you. So who's next, Carmen? What do you got going on next?
Okay, now I guess
paddle.
We'll do one paddle.
Do you want to hit? Vika back?
Not yet. Let
no.
Me get a little angry first with the paddle.
All right. Oh man.
Can we do this before she gets really angry?
This chick is gonna knock you out.
Please don't. Please be gentle with me.
Look, I've got a pink dress on.
You gotta be gentle, right? That's how that.
Yeah, sure.
No, I don't trust her.
You're all right. You're all right, Carmen.
All right.
You're all right. Here we go.
Use the soft side. So go.
These are the girls from Fetish Con.
Oh.
Head down.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Now it's getting good.
Good. Go. What are you?
She's professional. Yeah, she's got it.
No, hey.
What happened? Why? You're not. I'm not showing anything.
Jesus, calm down.
We can't calm down, girls. Is it? Yeah.
What's going on, Carmen? What's going on? Tell everybody who's listening. Get on that mic. What happened?
He likes my feet, not butts.
Okay, my boobs.
Oh, okay.
Careful.
Okay, so this is going to be gentle. Okay, see, look, that's the soft side.
Okay, let's see the mean side.
Oh.
Carmen, close your eyes and try to think of, like, Borman doing it to you.
No, I would never let him do this to me. I do this to him.
Think of Disney World.
I've done one cheek, so I have to even it up the other side. There you go, see?
Okay, that ain't bad. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't.
What happened?
I just knew as soon as I said that's not that bad, she was going to wail on me.
No, she's just warming it up.
I'm scared.
Just warming it up, you know. I mean, I get that other guy. That was a... Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. Can I see it?
No, again? I'm good. No, she got it. You could hear it from the other room.
No,
it was fantastic.
I couldn't. Yeah, I want to watch it again.
I'm going to be under the table if you need me.
No, thank you.
All right.
I sit down for a really long time.
What do you want to do now, Carmen? What do we got? Let's wrap this up. What do we got? You want to...
Now yeah. She has to.
Time
I'm going to give the aftercare, and it's going to be a surprise.
Oh, I want to see this.
Oh, God.
Is it going to involve your
don't
hand?
Don't be scared. It won't be that bad, I promise.
All right.
Okay, this is a new one. It's a different kind of fetish, and maybe it's different to some of you guys, but are you ticklish?
Oh! Oh!
Tickle fight!
Carmen, you can fight back! You can do a tickle fight back!
Yes!
I got caught with my own medicine.
Oh.
I'm violently ticklish.
First one naked wins. What?
I don't think we play that way.
Oh. But you girls are a lot of fun. I like this. Sometimes we get fetish girls in here who do this for a living, and they come in here all stuck up, and they're like, oh, I'm Princess Zana from Milwaukee, and they act like bitches. But you guys are great. You're a lot of fun.
Your show is really early in the morning.
I know. No, but I think you're doing awesome. I think this is great.
Oh, well, yeah, I think I have had about 4 hours sleep, and I think I'm still jet lagged.
Get on that microphone there, Cottonhead. There you go.
Yeah, I think I'm still jet lagged from like 2 days ago. So.
Now, when you travel on the plane, you're not wearing the hair and all that.
No, like when I was traveling on the plane, I just kind of I took my hair off, but I kept pretty much everything else.
And if people on the plane say, "What do you do for a living?" You tell them.
Yeah, of course I do.
You do?
Of course I do.
That's why I might make you a cash deal.
Dad, no, everybody knows.
What kind of hair you got underneath there? You have your
I
head
have
shaved
and pink, so it looks like Harley Quinn. Oh, okay. Green. So oh, now I have the pigtails with it's blonde with pink at the end.
I just finished.
Just after the film has just been released, I go, oh, Harley Quinn. And it's like, oh, wow, clever.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
Okay.
If we're on the plane and you tell me what you do, I might, if it's like an 8-hour flight, I might pull some cash out and see what we can do on the flight.
Okay, you're going to what?
I'm saying it's a long, boring flight. And if I find out what you do, we might try to do some business on the flight.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. As long as you've got the cash back.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
As long as you're paying me in, like, you know, English pounds.
Yeah. Pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys left. No more euro for you, huh?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's just too heartbreaking. 2016 has been such a crazy year.
Well, hey, who would have thought Bart would be in there licking feet? Ladies, I really enjoyed you being here today, and I think that people should seek you out at FetishCon. FetishCon is happening this weekend downtown St. Petersburg at the Hilton. You can go to fetishcon.com and get tickets or buy them at the door. If you can, individually, give your names and your websites out so our listeners and anybody else listening can go find you. Whoever wants to go first.
Okay, I'm Brooke, and you can find me on clipsforsale.com/60665 or on Twitter at beg4Brooke with an E at the end.
Beg for Brooke.
Yeah.
All right. Vika Zika virus?
Vika Zika? Great. For me, it's pretty easy. Just Google Vika, V-I-K-A _ model, M-O-D-E-L, of course. And all my stuff will pop right up. It'll be pretty easy for you.
Do your parents know what you do, Vika?
So I actually dabble in two different types of modeling. I do very much a lot of art nude and glamour modeling.
Right.
They know all about that.
They don't know about the foot. They don't know Bart sucking your toes.
I'm kind of hoping they're listening in on the radio show right now, so I don't have to, like, you know, do the awkward conversation.
I'll call them right now and tell them.
But
let's call them right now and tell them.
No.
Why? Why? Let's get it out on the table.
No. Legitimate excuse. They're in Russia. Legit. It's probably like 2 o'clock in the morning over there. So.
Are they spies? They live there?
No, they're visiting.
Spies. They're spies. They're selling government secrets?
Yeah, Edward Snowden.
Who goes back to visit Russia? Come on. Yeah. Let's be honest, man. I have the hiccups. Who goes back to visit Russia?
We all do. I actually went back like 2 weeks ago. So.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What, do you speak the language?
What?
You speak the language?
Да, я могу по-русски говорить, если хотите.
Oh, see?
So no.
There you go.
What did you say? I love you, chubby DJ?
Ну, может быть, но ты не узнаешь никогда.
What does that mean? Give me some, tell me a little. Say something, say something. Say, I want to make sweet love to you.
Я хочу заняться нежной любовью с тобой.
Now say, I just broke my leg.
I just what?
Broke my leg.
Broke my leg.
You're like, yeah. They all, no matter what you say, it sounds exactly the same, right. Is my whole point. Yeah, you say it like that with your little red lips and
can
all that.
Can you say, if he dies, he dies?
I must break him.
Если он умрет, значит он умрет.
I like that.
Awesome.
And,
yeah, tell me like a super non-sexy thing to say super sexily just to kind of wrap it up with. Can we pick out something?
I want to exterminate the Jews. Go ahead.
No!
That's me, her!
That's sexy. Something not sexy. Say, I like to watch giraffes walk.
That's not cool.
Я очень обожаю смотреть, как жирафы ходят.
See, that's definitely weird.
I got my throat's all
yeah, mine too. Yeah, for different reasons. Yeah. And Punkin, what is your website or Google?
Princess Almighty.
Princess Almighty. Yeah. .com.
.com.
Okay.
Yeah, at Twitter at Princess Kitty A. But also, if you look for if you just Google that I have such a horribly big web presence.
Uh-huh.
I'm basically busted from ever having a job in Tesco or Walmart now.
Well, you're never gonna be a politician, but you still get a job.
I'd like that.
Starbucks wouldn't be mad at you.
Quite smashing. But yeah, no. Also, or you can find me under Whippler, which is the app. It's a messenger for kinks that I'm here with.
Whippler.
Looking for Whippler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So
I hope you enjoy your weekend here in Florida. And FetishCon, all of you.
Thank you.
And enjoy beating up people.
I'm going to try and work on my tan as well. We've had some of them.
You're never going to.
It's gone now.
To Walmart. That was our plan. I really want to go
to Walmart and be on People of Walmart.
True American experience.
You would get in there for sure, yeah.
I want to see an alligator. I want to go shoot a gun. I want to...
I can help you with the gun.
The gun.
I'll take it and shoot a gun.
Oh, really? I want a rocket launcher, though. I got told...
I got you. We'll blow some stuff up.
I have a magnum that apparently, if you have a magnum and I shot you in the face, then you wouldn't even have a face.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, I have one of those.
Have you? Can I
buy it? I have a Desert Eagle where if I shot you in the face, you wouldn't have a face or we wouldn't have that wall behind you.
That's so cool.
Yeah, let's go shoot that.
Yeah, can we?
Yeah. You've never shot one before?
I've never even seen a
gun. This is great. You're going to knock your own teeth out.
I've never seen a gun or looked at a gun. I've only seen them on TV.
Oh, you're a petty country. Let's go shoot guns together.
Woo!
Listen to me. Remember this. When you get bored, Shooter's World. Just tell any Uber or cab driver to take you to Shooter's World in Tampa.
Shooter's World, what's that?
They will cater to you. It's the largest shooting range here. You can rent guns.
Do they have Hello Kitty guns? Do they have pink ones?
They have pink guns.
Yeah.
I bought my mother a gun for Mother's Day last year.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Pink one.
Oh, my God.
I know. I wanted a killing style.
Yeah, I would like to get... Has it got crystals and diamantes on it?
No, but you can put it... We can add it to it.
Dazzle it up.
Yeah, I
will you
bring that up.
Honestly, I would love this video you shooting the Desert Eagle.
No, let's do it. Let's go.
Let's
go right now.
No, I can't go right now. I have a little radio show to do.
Why not?
There's a couple million people that'll notice if we just stop right now.
Well, why can't we... Oh.
Yeah. That's
we'll
right.
Get your fingers together and make some gun noises.
You're so boring.
I have all... This
Fly
is boring.
By the Hilton. Fly by the Hilton.
I have a gun in my car. You want to run through the parking lot and just fire it off?
Oh, please, God,
come
no.
By the Hilton.
The constables will be showing up if we do that. Yeah, I don't think you want to do that.
Can we take it into Walmart? Is that like...
No, you can buy it at Walmart, but you can't take one into Walmart.
Can I buy one at Walmart?
You probably can't. You're probably on the watch list.
Oh, yeah. I actually did go through all the secondary screening stuff, and they asked me what I was doing here, and I was like, I'm going to a fetish convention. And they were like, what do you do? I was like... I'm a dominatrix.
Yeah. They didn't buy it because you had pink hair.
Yeah, and the guy made me actually want to cry, and I didn't think I was going to get in the country. So
hey, that's my job.
Yeah. I'm the mean one around here.
I was actually really worried for a minute that I wasn't me and I was somebody else.
Listen to me.
Whip out your paddle and be like, what? You have a problem with this? And just...
if you guys want to go shooting, I would love to take you to go shooting.
Let's go now.
Can't go now, for the love of God.
Okay.
I wouldn't stop you in the middle of Bart sucking your toes to be like, let's go shooting. We got work to do.
I would actually just like go, okay, Bart, well, you can just kind of carry on, you know, like in a wheelchair.
Listen.